Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Look, now, if there was any day where I was just going to mail it in, any day where I was going to say, you know what? I've built up enough goodwill to just let things go, let things slide. Just say, hey, you know what? I deserve this day. I deserve everything. I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to sleep. I'm just going to do nothing. Maybe binge watch some shows. Rewatch Game of Thrones. Do everything my heart desires. And just say, you know what? Sports-free zone. No sports at all. Can't do it. Won't do it. You won't make me. You won't force me. I'm not doing it. If any day, that would be today. Never mind that Deflategate is back in circulation. You know where Tom Brady and the New England Patriots deflated footballs. Allegedly, and it gave them no advantage whatsoever. But here we are. Here we are. What is it? 2 years later? Is it 6 years later? I don't know. This is the definition of it is what it is. Or, like my buddy Jay Cuddy would say, who cares? If that wasn't enough, the whole Deflategate issue, but I'm pretty sure you haven't heard my opinion on that. At this point, I'm pretty sure it does not matter. Because either your team, Free Brady, and matter of fact, I probably stopped using the whole notion of team. Kind of played out, isn't it? Oh, you're team such and such. Ah, you're such and such nation. Yeah. Those are dated, right? Dated. Obsolete. Team nation. Yeah. Anyway, so you in a group, the clique, Free Brady. Or you're in the other section where, you know what? Don't care. And then there's another section. They cheat. Do whatever you have to do to them. Beat the bad people. Let's free everything from wrongdoings and wrongdoers and bad people and everyone who ever thought of doing anything bad, and New England Patriots, because they're all things evil, right? Right? Yeah, of course. So even if the whole Deflategate thing wasn't enough, there's the Stephen Curry, Golden State Warriors, point guard, injury. On a freak accident, he ended up hurting himself. Didn't look good in live action. Didn't look good in slow motion. So obviously, when the results came back from the MRI, it wasn't going to be good. Don't look good. Don't look good equals don't look good. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So he has a grade 1 sprain MCL. I don't think he's going to play anymore in the postseason. I think his postseason is over with because he relies too much on the lateral movement. But I'm no doctor. I know doctors. I haven't asked their opinion. And I play a doctor on the radio. I'm pretty sure that counts for something. So my opinion, what I'm saying is valid. It's true. It's true. I don't think he's going to play the rest of the postseason. I'd be shocked if he does. Because his game relies so much on lateral movement. And sure, the Golden State Warriors can get by Houston, but I can't see them beating OKC or beating San Antonio Spurs or even possibly beating an LA Clipper team, one that's focused. So, yeah, his best out is to do everything he can to try to play, assuming that he can do no more damage. And I don't have the results in front of me, so I can't continue pretending to be a doctor. So, ding, ding, ding. My doctor stuff is over with now. And then there's the, what is it? Wow. No one saw that one coming. Nobody saw that happening. That was just something that caught everyone by surprise. Yep, it sure did. Nobody. Nobody. And speaking of nobody seeing nothing coming, Radford, Sam, Radford wants a trade. That's definitely not good. That's not good for nobody involved. One, you have to try to talk to people that say, hey, you want to trade? Sure, I want to trade. What you got in mind? I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I know in the past we've had our differences, but usually we can come together eventually and have a meeting of the mind, and we can put our differences aside and work together and get some done.
Spit it out. What are you getting at?
Well, there's no good way of saying this.
Come on, say it, say it.
You want to trade for Sam Bradford?
What?
You want to trade for Sam Bradford? And then that's when the person on the other end of the phone hangs up. That's when the person that you're looking face to face with walks out of the room. Definitely not a memorable moment. Definitely not. Definitely not something that you want to approach someone else with. Trading for Sam Bradford. When is the last time Sam Bradford finished a full season? When was the last time Sam Bradford finished two full seasons? When was the last time he finished three full seasons? Take your time. I know I presented you with a homework assignment from the show, and it's cool and it's great that some of you take this homework assignment seriously and you're actually doing everything you can. I'm pretty sure that you've asked other people, or you've been asking other people for some advice, or you've been using the Google machine, or even maybe going to and ask your librarian. You know, libraries, those things. Those still are things, right? Right? Libraries? Librarian? Yeah, it's not like, yeah, definitely not like we're talking about the Dewey Decimal System. But that's for another time. So you're asking for help on getting the correct and right answer to the homework assignment. Well, these questions I just presented you with now, that's for extra credit. Extra credit. So if you get the homework assignment and you get the extra credit, you're good to go. You're cool with me. Well, actually, you're probably going to be cool with me anyway, but hey. Never know. Never know. You want to take that chance? Do you? Anyway, so yeah, with the show, the fast forward of the show that we just did, one of the predictions from the fast forward came true. Yay! And it's the beginning of the week. It's our, I might have to stop using that time machine too, because I'm cheating. I admit it. I'm cheating. I'm using the time machine to go forward and to look at these events and get all these events, and then I'm coming back and I'm putting the events in fast forward. And so I'm pretending like I'm just making guess. I'm some kind of soothsayer. I'm some kind of magic man. I'm not. It's all the time machine. I admit it. And I'm admitting it here because I feel like we've reached that point where I can tell you stuff. You can tell me stuff. We can tell each other stuff. We can converse back and forth. Like, cool. Yeah. And so I'm being honest with you. It's a time machine I've been using. But in the future, I won't be using the time machine anymore to make my fast forward predictions. I'm actually just gonna guess and use my intellect. Yeah, intellect. I like that word. Sounds all sophisticated. Yay. So then there's that. And for the most part, probably going to do or preparing to do another history rewrite. Because there's a few ideas that we want to try to hash out with the history rewrite. Completely different direction. Something different. Something extremely, extremely different that you can take to the bank. Cash that check, dog. Cash it. Cash it. No explicit words or bad words. Nah, that's not this kind of party. Not that kind of party or program. So, peeps. Chill. Oh yeah, and then there's still the commercial issue. When the commercial drops, the drop on the website, bdgsports.com, then it'll get pushed out to other sources. That's the word I want to use. Source. Other sources. Yeah. So that's still in the making. And also, more likely going to re-release some broadcasts, some material from the past, materials that we've done back in the day, old type stuff. And not just any old material, just some stuff that's relevant. Probably remaster it and do some other things to that And there's also, but when we used to do the video portion of the show, yay, video, me, my face, video. Not sure if we're going to start re-releasing the video just yet, but make sure you keep in touch and look for more information on whether or not going to be re-releasing all of the video. I know there's one video where it's kind of been remixed. It's funny. Not funny, ha ha, funny. Like, this is funny, bad. Definitely something that you can watch and look at and point the finger and chuckle and possibly say, I wish I could have those 2 minutes back. I think it's 2 minutes. Maybe you might just give up on it the first 20 seconds, but hey, 20 seconds, 2 minutes, same. It's the same thing. The same thing. Well, thank you for listening. And no, we didn't mail it in. Blake Gate. Extra, extra. You know what to do. Peace. Out. Out.